Sean, how you doing?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, congratulations.
Thank you, I'm excited.
Good. Do you have any experience playing in a 3-4 defense, and how do you see yourself fitting in?
Not really, but I played a lot of outside linebacker at Michigan, so hoping I could just get with the coaches and they can, teach me some things and watch a couple of the veterans and things like that and just kind of learn from them.
Do you know Pierre Woods at all?
Yeah, close friend, buddy.
Has he kind of briefed you, or what's he told you about the Patriots?
No, we haven't talked yet, man, but I mean, I've talked to him in the past and stuff, and he told me, it's a nice program, man. It takes a lot of discipline and things like that, and, they only ask you to do what you can do, and they actually do that well. So I haven't had a chance to talk to him today, but I'm sure he's going to give me a call. I'm going to give him a call in the next hour or so.
How much experience did you have playing with your hand down as opposed to standing up, and which do you think you're more comfortable with at this point?
I've been learning both since I was in like high school, so I haven't really had a chance to really focus on either one of them. Where I'm more comfortable, I don't know. I've been doing both for a while, so I'm just waiting to get to the coaches and see what they want me to do,
Sean, on a little bit of personal note, can you talk about how did an Ohio kid end up in Michigan?
I just thought it was a better fit for me. It's a great educational school, and it had great football, and I'm in love with the color blue, so it was a great fit for me.
Well, you got the color scheme right for this team.
Yeah, they hooked me up.
Sean, how excited are you to join Jared Mayo as two young linebackers on a team that's adding you to that position?
I'm excited, man. I talked to him went down to the senior bowl in the combine and stuff, and I had a chance to talk to him and meet with him. He's a funny guy, and I think me and him will get together and try to learn together and try to watch people and just sit back and watch how things going as we learn, and compete. And we'll be very competitive with each other.
Sean, how much interest did the Patriots show in you from when your season ended up until this point and all throughout the draft process?
I had a workout with them, and then came over and came to the facility and toured that and saw that and met with the coaches and everything. So I don't know how much interest that was, but it got me.
Sean, could you talk about your foster mom and what she means to you?
She means the world to me, man. She's an angel, man. I mean, she got me on track. I was a little rough around the edges before I got with her. And she took the time and nurtured me and got me, on track to where I was going. She gave me thoughts that, I could do something in college and how to play in sports and things like that. And really got me into everything.
Do you feel as though you owe what has just happened to you to her?
Yeah, I owe a lot of it to her. I owe a lot of it to her. And I say my prayers every night and pray the best for her, too.
Sean, how long were you in foster care, and how did you end up there?
Since I was five. I was in foster care since I was five. Funny situation with my mom. Things happened with my mom, and then ended up in foster care. But been there since I was five. I moved to a couple homes and stuff, but nothing too major,
Sean, can you talk a little bit about your visit here? Jared yesterday talked about how they kind of quizzed him on how to draw up some plays and stuff like that. What kind of stuff did you talk about in your visit here? And did they sort of test your football IQ on anything?
Yeah, on the same lines, man. Just got you on the board, watched film of what you've done at Michigan, and got you on the board and drew up some plays and see if you can remember the plays, and just really wanted to check to see what type of football IQ you had and what things that you knew besides what you were supposed to do, on the field. So along the same lines, man, it just picked your brain about where I was from, and things like that. But I think most of it is just I met a lot of people and talked to a lot of people in different areas, secretaries and media people and just, people were just, GA and trying to, get into the football league and assistants and stuff. And I met a lot of people and talked to those people. And a lot of people had a lot of different, things that they could tell you about, what it would be like to be in an organization and how to do things. So it was a great learning experience also, compared with them, picking my brain to see what I do.
What do you think of the fact that your offensive coordinator is a Canton McKinley grad?
I hope they don't win when we play them. When Maskell plays McKinley, I hope they don't win.